All right, now we are live. So cheers.
Cheers.
Now we got more people, the podcast after hours. Thank you guys for joining. It's Friday night, so there's been one thing that's been like bothering me all week, if it's racist or not. Because, you know, I told you about the South Park pandemic.
Yeah.
Well, Randy Marsh, when he was like saying a story about like integrity, he's like, something about like China. So he said like how Donald Trump says it. Mm-hmm. So do you guys think that's racist? If someone were to say China the way he says, like, yeah, I just went to China.
Yes.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of anger in his voice when he says it.
China?
Yeah.
But Randy Marsh or Donald Trump?
Okay, Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. But if anyone else were to say the way I like, the way he says, like, is that racist?
Why do you have to pronounce it like that?
I just think it's funny. Personally, I think it's funny the way he said it like that.
Yeah.
That's fucking funny. That's hilarious. But it's racist.
I mean, I wouldn't say racist, but I feel Have you seen it? Yeah. Well, what?
The pandemic special.
No, ma'am, I haven't.
Okay, just keep going.
But keep going, though, please, because I'm with you.
I mean, okay, let's talk about Trump. When I hear him say it, the way he says it, I wouldn't say it's necessarily racist, but, like, there's some prejudice in his voice when he says it. That's like if somebody were to say, I don't know, any other word.
Yeah.
The N-word, if they said it the way, I don't know. Maybe, okay, it's not on that scale if he says China, but, like, the way he says it makes you feel like, okay, like, he's upset with that specific race. That's me.
I know I was supposed to have an answer to that. I feel like he was just even Trump himself was saying it like China, like in a sarcastic kind of way, because he doesn't really speak appropriately most of the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he was kind of saying in like, yeah, like kind of an angry but a sarcastic way, but you know, it's fun to make fun of him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not offended by it,
because I just think the way he said China is just, if it's funny. And I think if you were to use that in public, would people think you're racist? Like, okay, I think everyone's racist. I think everyone, to a certain extent, is racist. But what I'm saying is hatred towards China, prejudice towards China when someone were to say China like that. That's what I'm trying to get out. Like, is that? Because you're making fun of, like, the way the president says it. Because I think the president, if you ask me, is an actor. He's not even a president.
Yeah, technically, yes. Technically, it's racist, I guess. But, I mean...
Okay.
Technically it's racist, but I'm not bothered by
So would it be racist if I was like, I guess I got angry one day and I was like, well, Mexico, the way I said it like that, Mexico. Would that be racist then, or prejudice?
That's like a Texas accent. If you were to...
Mexico.
Well, sometimes like I'll see like a dude driving down the street in his truck and he's got like the Trump thing and he's like gassing up his truck and smoke's coming out all loud and obnoxious and I'm like, America. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be racist. I'm just like, oh, the fucking, look at this motherfucker being a stereotypical shit.
Yeah.
You know what America. I'm saying? America. I'm not going to make fun of it. China, she fucked us with a virus. You know what I'm saying? So... Like, I'm not gonna lie, the other day when you brought it up, I was like getting warm, like, fuck, I made a joke just like a week ago about that shit. And I was like, man, my throat felt scratchy, but it always does that after a workout. And I was just, I'm like, if I get on, I like Google everything that's wrong with me. And I'd be like, oh, fuck, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, fucking China, like fucking around. Cause I'm like, if I'm sick, it's fucking China. I'm not, you know, but it's...
I don't know. I think there's too much, like we talked about earlier, sensitivity.
Yeah.
I think people are very sensitive nowadays and it kind of kills away from like just the jokes that could be we hate having.
Yeah, I agree. You can't even have certain comedians, man. It's cancel culture.
Absolutely.
You say one thing stupid, man, you lose everything. And that's if you said one thing stupid 2012. You ain't got no control. Like they'll dig up your shit like, oh, but on here you were talking about this. And it's like, whoa, I was like 18, man, you know, yeah. Like different. So
like they couldn't make Borat right now. Like just couldn't. Like,
they did, though.
No, I'm saying, like, Borat, when it came out in the 2000s, if they were to make that Borat, the old Borat, like, if they were to make that movie now and put it out this year, I don't think it'd be allowed.
Well, I saw one, and he was talking about, like, abortion on the new one. He's, like, going there with it. And it was, like, right family. Away. Like, right away. He was, like, with a white family, and he was just like, yeah, I beat my wife and shit. And then he had another one, and he was, like, showing, he, like, took pictures with a girl. And he was like, oh, this is my, like, and it's like literally just like sex photos of him, like literally butt ass naked with a chick. And I'm like, I mean, that's, and the dudes, it showed like old white men and they were like, yeah. And I was like, wait, it was like of him and his daughter.
And his daughter.
And it was like sex photos. And he was like, see, this is my daughter. And he was like doing that. And the white men were kind of like, right, Bill? Like that kind of shit. Like kind of like they were cool with it. I was like, damn.
Right, Bill?
Oh. Like say something, man. Like fucking say something. This dude's got a... picture with his daughter, be like, yo, get out of my house, dude. But, you know, he wasn't worried about it, so.
I guess Borat's giving us hope.
Watch the previews, man. You're going to be like, oh, shit, they're really going to do this?
We need Borat. Mm-hmm. Borat 2020, yeah.
We just need more of that. I mean, the more you laugh at it, right? But it still doesn't really take the pain away, so it's still going to be offensive. Like, I'm half white and half black, so I still get offended if I'm called the N-word. You know what I'm saying? And I guess I see it from both sides. So my mom was the black one. My dad was the white one. And so my dad's still alive. My mom's not. But I was raised by my mom. So, like, I don't really see my dad's point of view on shit. Like, he's a Trump-loving, like, gun-toting American living in Tennessee in the backwoods. Like, redneck. Don't even know how they fucking... She was from Houston. Like, she was in the inner city, Houston, Texas. And to me, like, you know, the joke still hit on me. I'm like, yo, that's just not funny. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think that's funny at all. But the same on the white side, too, though, kind of. It's like, well, I like white people, man. They're cool. I know some really cool white people. And they're all fucked up, you know? Yeah. And so I guess I see things from both sides. But when the joke's, you know, like, I still get offended. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know where I was going with that shit. But
well, I mean, speaking on that, I think we have a very mixed race. Yeah, as far as, like, like, as for you, Day, isn't your mom...
Yeah, my mom's Mexican, and I'm black. And my dad's black.
And what about you?
So, actually, I just found out, like, my true genealogy, like, a week ago. I didn't even tell you about that.
What? That's
so cool. Apparently, so, on my mom's side, my grandpa was white and Inuit. Which is technically like Eskimo. And then my grandma's black. And then on my dad's side, it's Mexican and black. So
it's a lot of mixed up going on too.
Mix of both flavors. That's cool. Now, the next thing I wanted to go with, I don't know if you guys have ever been called like you're, when someone tells a black person you're washed up white. Yeah, whitewashed.
Absolutely.
All the time.
Has that happened to all three of you guys?
What, they tell you that you act white?
Yeah.
You act white. You talk white.
I'm half white.
All my life.
I'm not offended by that because I'm half white. I'm like, I ain't.
I'm offended because it's like, why does someone, if they talk like proper or like, I don't want to say proper, but you guys know what I mean.
Yeah, why do they call you white?
Why I guess do they the have best to thing to be white?
Like, yeah. That's like, the smart
that's,
thing.
Oh, that's like the ideal. Yeah. Like, yeah, why?
Yeah, you like, speak proper, so you're smart, so you act white. But then whenever you talk like you don't have any grammar, like they'll be like, oh, why are you talking like
they treat
like,
you different.
Like a wigger. They'll call, I'm offended by wigger sometimes. I'm like, what you mean, man? What you trying to say? Just because the dude wants to rap and express himself in a certain way, so now he's the N-word to you, or he's acting like one. So what are you listening to or being told in your household that's got you saying stupid shit like that? I don't know. Like, I don't like wigger. I feel like that's just as bad. Or when they would say stuff. I don't know if y'all are old enough. I don't know how old y'all are. But when I was coming up, like, when Eminem was, like, real popping, people, like, a lot of people would call him that. Like, they'd be like, oh, that dude's acting like a... And it's like, so you just put a W on it and just decided to say it right
it's
now?
It's okay to say now.
You took the N off and put the W on it. Now you can just say it. Mm-hmm. I know what your intent behind it is. You're trying to demoralize the dude.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And by using a race to... I don't know.
I don't know. And I what I just think is weird is, like, we fail to realize sometimes, like... We hate on our own race, like, cause it'd be common, right, for like a black person to tell you that, like, you're whitewashed. I don't know. To me, like, that makes no sense. How we can even just talk about that when it's just like our own kind hating our own kind.
I feel that. Yeah, no, I agree. But I feel like the black race, we could do more for each other. The white race, like, one of their dudes goes down, they're all for that dude. They all pull in their money. The Asians come over here, they pull in their monies together. The Indians come over here, they pull in their monies together. They go buy businesses, they put it up, and they sell to the black community, which is, to me, like, we keep buying their products, but we don't want to buy our own. But in a lot of the things, like, the black community in certain areas wants to get out so bad, or they don't have the proper, like, business education for it in a lot of the certain areas, and they don't have a lot of the same help because you see your friend do it. Like, you're taught to be mad at this person, right? But that's not your enemy, you know, but you're taught, like, oh, he's got J's on and he's got this, like, oh, that dude's doing this, that dude's doing that. So in those areas is what I'm saying, is like you're being taught who the wrong, you're like, you're not my enemy, you know what I'm saying? Where we should be on the same team. So like you go to like an Indian wedding, they're all together doing their thing, and everybody, regardless whether they have beef in the family or not, they're all there supporting each other, pulling in money for the wedding, for the couple. So when the couple's done, they have this big pile of money from the family, and it's like,
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like when a lot of migrants come to United States, they come to work, but they also help each other out.
And send money back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give money back to their people. And that's why like the Jewish community is so like they're doing it well because they just help each other out.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. We went to a Jewish community gathering, and it was just one of the most craziest days of my life.
Yeah. You're not expecting a black person to just walk in.
No. I don't even think they were expecting me to walk in and then they see both of us.
Yeah.
Like in New York, where I live in Long Island, so like there's a big community of Jewish people in general. So like they all have money, and then Orthodox Jews in Brooklyn, like it's big time. They have money. Everyone supports each other. But I feel like the black community, like our identity is lost. Not specifically like that was taken from us, but we don't know how to get that back. So like with colorism too, I feel like colorism within the black community is terrible.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, they still say light skin. They say, oh, your skin's too dark. But like, we're all black at the end of the day. And I think that's the worst. That's my biggest problem with the black community in general.
Yeah, so that's another thing that I was saying. Like, they're being taught the wrong enemy. So you're like, oh, you're light skin, or you're dark skin. The dark skin dudes are tough and light skin dudes are soft. But that white dude over there is still looking at you like the N-word. Yeah. You know, he don't care if you're light or you're dark. They're going to see you that way. And if you're light, they might, hey, yeah, hey, come, you know. And if you're dark, they, you know, like.
Regardless, it's still the same for them.
Yeah, it's for them, it's still the same. It's just like the same as when people go out and support some of these politicians. It's like, oh, you really think that dude would sit next to you? You think he would? You really think he could sit there with your family for an hour and talk that wholesome goodness? This dude would sound like a fucking robot. He would not want to be there sitting on your fucking, if you didn't have $10,000 table with catering and all this going on in this event, they'd be like, what the fuck are we doing here? In your place, you know what I'm saying? So it's like that. It's these people still going to look at you like, you know, I don't know.
That makes sense on what you're saying is, and we keep going back to the last podcast. It's, what was I going to say? I lost my train of thought. We were taught wrong, like throughout just our childhood. And we could see it through so many things. We talked about it, like through health, how we said like sugar, McDonald's, how that was a reward for kids. Your Happy Meal. Yeah. Happy Meals too, eh? We didn't talk about Happy Meals, but yeah. Donuts, all those stuff.
Yeah, yeah. You're taught that. It's like systemic. It grows. It's with each family, it grows.
I mean, and if you look at South Park, you look at Eric Cartman. If you look at Eric Cartman, that's how you're going to end up. If you see how, like, how the way he eats, he's babied.
Right.
Everything.
Yeah.
Spoiled motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a fucking tyrant. He's a fucking tyrant.
Funny guy. Yeah,
he's a tyrant. He's great for the show. He's good.
Definitely. And then when you see, but it's just crazy how, like, those characters, when you really pay attention to them, like, that's how society is.
Yeah.
Like, you learn so much. And, like, if you really pay attention to everything, with Token, too, like, the one black person being
only
black.
And they call him Token. How about that? How about that?
I remember people used to be like, oh, Day, you're not a N-word because you're only half. People used to tell me, and I, yes. And I used to be like this.
And so they liked you because you didn't raise hell about it.
Yeah, you know, and it's just like, now that I look back on everything, I'm just like, oh my God, I would have had to fight like everybody at the school, like, in, like, I don't know.
Yeah, because everything would have been offensive.
Yeah, everything. Right. It's just like, I look back on like how the teachers treated me, I look back on how like parents treated me, none of like my close friends. I remember, okay, there's this one time, I was in like the fifth grade, and we went out of town with my friends, like parents, whatever. And it was four of us. It was me, my Mexican friend, and two of my white friends. And so, like, we're playing blah, blah, blah upstairs. And then, like, one of my friends goes, oh, yeah, I'm going to Longview with so-and-so. And I was like, and the girl's there. And then she was like, yeah, because I'm white. And me and my, like, Mexican friend, we just looked at each other. We're like, that's not right. Like, we're in fifth grade. Like, we know what's going on. And we're like, okay. And then, so, like, we started, like, this whole little fight. We made a cheer. We were cheerleaders. And we were like, we spelled out racist. And then they cried. And then the mom came in and we prayed. Wow. We prayed as a fucking solution. And I was just like, okay, like, whatever. But, yeah, like, there's, I can go on and on about these stories.
Fuck.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Prayed about it. Damn. That was real. Yeah.
Alpine.
The small village of Alpine.
The village.
I mean, coming from El Paso, all you really see is, you know, you're the Yonkai Mexican.
Right.
But then when you come to San Antonio, like, wow, like, to me, I was shocked, but, like, in a way, like, it was fascinating to me just see, like, so many different people, like, all in one school. Like, I thought that was, like, awesome. And, like, that shook me more than anything about being in San Antonio, was just the cultural shock.
Yeah, it was a culture shock for me when I came from Houston, because it's so much more culture. And whenever I came here, it was mostly Mexican.
So you went backwards.
Yeah. And I came here and thought, like, oh, diversity. And then I was like, what the fuck? This whole place.
I guess Incarnate Word. I'll say Incarnate Word, you know, but not San Antonio.
Right. But all of San Antonio is predominantly Hispanic, most of it. I mean, it's growing. Yeah. So there's more coming along. But
well, I mean, I've met a lot of Caucasian people, too, in San Antonio.
Oh, my girlfriend's Caucasian. Yeah. White. I'll say that. Yeah, because they ain't going to say African-American or
anything. Yeah, you're right.
my girlfriend's white. We get shit sometimes for a little while, but then we stopped getting shit. Because
for real?
Yeah, I don't play that shit. I date who I want. You know what I'm saying? I don't care.
I respect that you should.
Yeah,
feel free to date whoever you want.
I date who I want. There's no agenda for me. You know what I'm saying? There is no agenda. I've done my job. Like, so I did a ancestry.com just because I wanted to see my white side. I already knew my black side. I wanted to see where my white side was from. Like, every dude outside of my dad. So my dad, it stopped there, but every dude was a soldier or in the military or some kind of military. And they were all tall white dudes from the South. And I got up to like the 1800s. I got to like the early 1800s, and all of them were like, one of like the last two that I found were like Confederate soldiers that fought for the South. And I'm like, boy, wouldn't they be pissed if they knew? Like, if they knew, like, guess what, motherfucker? You're black now. You know what I'm saying? Like, wouldn't it be crazy? I always think, like, man, I would, if I could go back and be like, guess what, asshole? I'm your fucking grandkid. Fuck,
that'd
you,
be
man.
Some dope ass shit.
You know what? I'm not going to have kids, asshole. I'm fucking ending this shit right here. Like, your fucking name stops right here with a black dude. Yeah, but.
That's funny.
Yeah, man. Yeah, but my girlfriend's white, and she's cool though. You know, love the shit out of her. She's perfect.
Were you ever able to go back, like, on your black side to see? I think it's crazy how, like, you can't go
that far.
Unless you pay someone. Like, yeah. Like, grandma, she had to pay somebody to go back behind, like, 1850.
And that's weird that you asked that, because when I was doing it, I was expecting to get the same results when I went towards the black side. And I got as far as my grandma's dad, and that was as far as it went. And then everything else was, like, wiped from that side. So of course, that's what they did. But the white side, though, I found out a lot more. It's crazy. Like, so me and my sister, when my sister got old enough, my grandparents on the white side were like, we're not messing with you no more. You're a grown-in. You're a grown one now. You're not cute.
Damn.
Shit like that. Yeah, so we stopped fucking with them. My sister hit her up, like, 5 years later. Or not 5 years. Probably, like, when my sister was, like, 19, my white grandma tried to, like, reconnect. And my sister was like, look, like, I'm not fucking with you. And the last time you'll ever see me, which you won't, but I'll be at your funeral. And then she was like, oh, wow, you say that. And she's like, I'll be at your funeral just to make sure you're dead. Damn. You're fucked up. Like, my sister was hard to her. She's still alive. My grandpa on that side died. And he was a cool, like, chilled, laid-back white dude. But he was still from a product of his environment growing up. And then my dad, he's just very insensitive. My dad is literally just like Trump, very insensitive. Like, and I'm like, dude, your kids. The only thing, and it's funny, so he's super Republican, but the only thing that he has a problem with is cops killing black young men. And I'm like, why you got a problem with that? Because your son's fucking half black. So that shit hits you different. But every other issue you don't have a problem with, because it doesn't have to do with you. So you don't think about other people. But when you finally have an issue that's a more liberal issue, all of a sudden, because it fucking affects you personally. So if most of these issues were to affect some of these people personally, it'd be a fucking problem. Like, back when Obama was running against McCain, I think Sarah Palin was McCain's running mate. Like, he went with a woman. Yeah. Same thing Biden's doing this time around, right? Not to get political, but Palin's daughter gets pregnant, right? You're, as a Republican, you're not supposed to fucking know abortion, but she's like 16, she's out of wedlock. So now the hypocrisy starts. So now all of a sudden we fucking too. So now we doing it all now. Y'all are just the most liberal people on the planet. Your daughter's out here doing drugs, fucking doing all this shit that y'all call liberal devils and shit. And that's what, like, the hypocrisy is, like, oh shit, you know that if nobody would have pulled that, if no reporter would have got on that shit, they would have probably had an abortion, not told fucking nobody about it, got their little girl out of there clean, and everything would have been just fine. And nobody would have, but you know somebody probably had that trigger pulled already, like, oh, do it, and we're fucking your whole campaign. So it was like, how does it feel now as a woman to be forced to do some shit you really don't want to do at 16 years old because everybody around you was telling you what to do with your body? I bet she wanted to get an abortion at 16. I bet she was like, fuck, I don't want to fuck up. I was having fun smoking weed with my friends and having all this fun. Like, I don't want to ruin my life right now. But all her constituents, the people around her, were like, nah, you gonna have that baby. I don't know where I'm going with this shit, but
you get what I'm saying? I definitely get what you're saying.
That's the hypocrisy of the whole shit. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know why I got there, but we got there.
Yeah, we fucking got there.
And I think that's fucked up.
Yeah.
But it's funny because when it affected my dad, he had that one issue. But I don't know why cops, man, fucking, you're scared. Are you fucking scared? He's like, he's talking, you know, he'd be like, all right, now I feel you. Now I see why. And it's like, oh, because it affects you personally.
It affects you personally.
He'd kill me if he heard this shit. But
he might.
Not really.
Hey, I got like 60 people in India hearing me out, so
that's what's up. But yeah,
shout out
to the Indians.
So yeah, it's like you know, it is what it is. He's so, I still love my dad, you know what I'm saying? He's my dad and he's done some fucked up shit, but I still love him somehow. No, through all the bullshit and all his ways, because I'm not Democrat either, and I think he knows I'm just a super moderate dude. Like, I have my views, you know what I'm saying? I stand for what I believe is right and what I believe is wrong, and I don't try to convince nobody otherwise. I have friends who are Trump supporters, and I have friends who are very liberal and support the left, so I don't try to...
You're accepting.
Yeah, because, I mean, I don't really treat... Like, if you like Trump, that's cool, but how you fuck with me, man? Like, or are you like saying, am I at your house and all your white friends are over and you forgot that I'm there and you said the word real loud and fucking meant it aggressively? Well, then, you know, I'm just going to leave. That's fucked that you know, are that way. But if you don't act like that, then I have no, I mean, your beliefs are your beliefs, whatever. Like religion too, like whatever you want to believe in. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree with him. I have like, I don't want to say a lot of friends, but I have friends that are like Trump supporters that are from Alpine, whatever. But it's like, if they're not like aggressive with them being like a Trump supporter, then it's like, I'm chill. But if they're like the type to be like, MAGA 2020, fuck your feelings.
Shoot their guns.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Like all of that, that's when I'm kind of like, okay, I'm not pushing my stuff on you. So it's like, why are you pushing your stuff on me? Is that necessary? You know, stuff like that isn't necessary. Okay, a sign, okay, a flag, but like to scream it, put it on your fucking back of your dually truck, fucking hauling ass. But it's just like, no, like I feel like that's like, mm-mm.
That's extreme. Yeah,
and
I agree.
Why?
Like, what is it going to, oh, I see that, now I'm going to go vote for Trump? No.
I agree, and I think it works both ways.
Yeah.
To be honest, I see some people are take things too far on both sides. One side to me, I feel is worse, but on both sides, it's like, damn, like you really have your whole car decked out in these bumper stickers. Like you really waste a lot of your time on this shit, don't you? Like, I hope no matter who becomes president, you still get up and have to go to work in the morning and nothing really changes. Yeah, you still are responsible to have to take care of yourself and do what you have to do out here. I mean, if you're dependent on some dude who's called the president, then you already lost.
He works for us.
Yeah.
People forget that he works for us.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm gonna pause you guys real quick. It just kind of froze. Sometimes my laptop, it overheats.
Okay.
I gotta get a new one. I got it from the school, the library.
Uh-huh.
And they forgot I had it during COVID, but they managed to find out. I don't know how they found out, but like 3 or 4 months later, they sent me an email. Yo, $1,000 to the library because you had a laptop. I'm going to give it back to them.
Yeah.
But when I'm done,
yeah.
When I graduate, you know, I'm like, hey.
Yeah. Y'all all went to Incarnate Word.
Mm-hmm.
So is it expensive?
It's high school.
Yeah.
Yes.
For no reason.
No reason.
Oh, it's with a hole in the microphone.
It's too expensive for no reason. I mean, I didn't pay. I had a GI Bill. Thank God,
the GI Bill.
It's too expensive for what they provide. So like when I first started 2013, 2014, compared to like now from what I see, they didn't provide as much to students in general. I feel like I was in high school.
So I was having a conversation with my girlfriend earlier and we were talking about how like there's a comeback of like trades. Like the trade is coming back. Like when you learn something, like you become a mechanic, you become this, like you develop a bunch of trades because kids are like, fuck man, I keep hearing these horror stories about fucking student loans and how fucking expensive it is to go to school. And then they get out and the job scene is like not there. It's like, fuck, well, I'm waiting. Or you get this entry level position and then you're just living your life to pay back your student loans. And kids are like, no, I'd rather fucking start a YouTube channel and fucking get rich. Or I'd rather like learn
how to stocks.
Do, yeah, stocks. Or I'd rather figure something out early and not have to worry about that. Or when I get out of school, I'm just going to go get a job, start saving my money and not have to pay student loans, live with my parents for 5 years, now 10. 10's like the new thing for a lot of people. And it's like they come out scot clean and they're just kind of like ready to take it on. And now they can do whatever they need to do, whether they want to go to school, they can pay their way, you know, whatever, they would take a couple classes here and there. But I was saying, like, that's crazy. Y'all talking about loans, or not even loans, just how much that is, 15 to 20,000. I started my whole entire gym that's making me plenty. I'm doing just fine. And I started it all with a $20,000 small business loan.
Damn.
So instead of going to school for 4 years and paying that every year, I just took it out on a very small interest, used my ethnicity to help me go along with it because I'm a minority business owner. I used the fact that my whole gym is a Go Green gym. So a lot of, we don't plug in most of my machines, you're self-powered. And I used that and I got this little small little $20,000 business loan. I bought the right equipment, bought the right stuff, got a place with no overhead, and then boom. Now I'm paying taxes.
Yep.
But that's I'm awesome. Paying taxes and not loans. Mm-hmm. No, like my good. Loans are low interest. It's like free money. So I got $20,000 and all I have to give them back is $14,000 more than $20,000. So money that I was going to use anyway, all I have to do is give you back $14,000. Then the pandemic hit and they paid the last 7 months of my loan as help.
Smart business move. That's smart timing.
Yeah.
Very smart timing.
It was just supposed to happen.
It was supposed to happen. And I look at you taking off.
Yeah. Now it's hitting, and the model is hitting because it's like pre-COVID, even knowing what it was, the idea was a small private gym to where you felt comfortable being in there with not a bunch of douchebags walking around.
Yeah.
And you're just kind of having fun, enjoying somebody that you trust who's training you to get better. And it was underground. So I was able to stay open. I probably shouldn't have. But when the shit hit the fan, there was no cops that could roll by my business and be like, oh, you're open.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
When shit hits the fan, I mean, by any means necessary, we got to get our bread.
Yeah.
It's survival of the fittest out here.
Well, then it fucking got y'all with $20,000 a year. Survival of the fittest as fuck.
Yeah.
You got to pay for this shit. And then you got those that you got to pay back.
Well, this is why I see it with school. If you have loans, you should see it as an investment for yourself. But with that time that you're investing or loaning, whatever, you really have to utilize all that. Because if you're just going to sit on your ass and not do anything while you're in debt, well, then you're just digging yourself a bigger grave. Because
right.
Basically, once you graduate, you're just going to get the average job a bachelor's student will get, you know?
Right.
If you did like nothing within like the years you invested, if you just went with the flow.
Right.
You got to like utilize everything, you know? It's because you're investing. That's the way I see it with school. Is like if you're going to pay loans, then you should look at it as an investment for yourself and what you want to like fulfill and accomplish.
Right.
But you definitely don't need school to start a business, especially like, I mean, if you want to be a trainer like yourself, you don't need fucking college. Right.
No.
It's just, it definitely, that's a scary thing is when we graduate high schools, they expect us to know what we want to do. Like, are you going to go to college or join the military? That's what really a man will like have, right. You know? Or just be a fucking lazy bum at home.
Right.
It's yeah. Overrated. Are you still?
Yeah, I'm still. I'm in grad school. Wait, I'm in grad school.
Yeah. So I feel like. So I've been out.
Sorry.
I've been out and. Cause like I used the GI builders one semester. I'm not gonna lie, I was messing up a little bit. So my dad was like, I'm taking this GI bill away from you. So I took a loan out that year, and like now that I'm out of school, you can use a forbearance. So it's like you have a certain amount of months to not pay back what you're. You know, like, scot-free, whatever. But it's kind of, I don't want to say school's overrated, but you see, like, you're talking about trades and stuff like that. So, like, in Germany and France, a lot of kids that are in high school, they opt in to go for a trade, so, like, engineering or whatever it is, and they automatically have a job outside of school. So it's like, here, you go to school for 4 years, and since when I first started, I was an accounting major. And then my end of sophomore or junior year, I was like, I suck at numbers. What am I doing? So, like, I changed my major to marketing. And still, I'm out of school. I graduated last May. It's like, what am I doing? I don't know what I'm doing. So, I take the time to find out what I want to do to make me happy. Because it's like, I took these schools. And I don't say specifically UIW, but it's like, you take all these classes. And it's like, what do I really want to do? And even high school, too. Because I feel like high school should be revamped.
Yeah.
Like, because when I got out of, now that I'm over, I'm 25, and it's like, how do I write a check? How do I do taxes? How do I do this and that? What about a loan, a mortgage? My mom today was talking about, like, insurance on a home. She's $1,700. I'm like, well, what is that? I don't know what that is. But it's like, they don't teach you the things that you need to know when you grow up. And it's like, now you're put into the real world. So like, cause I kind of did ride the coattails of my dad. So like I had medical insurance until I was 23. Mm-hmm. So I could go on base whenever I wanted to. And like, you know, like whatever it is, I can get it paid for and not have to worry about paying for it. Mm-hmm. But now I'm 25, it's like, okay, the real world's hitting. Like, what am I going to do? I mean, I know what I'm going to do. I want to do, like, event stuff, but it's kind of, like, a big shock. So I kind of feel like the years I used at UIW, it's like, what did I do?
Yeah.
Like, as soon as I turned 25 and I took it multiple times, like, January when I hit 25, I was like, whoa, like, what did I do in school this entire time? I had wasted 5 years.
I feel like I'm literally just, like,
floating.
I feel like I'm still in high school, but I'm not. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, my bills, what do my bills consist of? And I'm like embarrassed of Netflix.
Oreo,
just fucking in general. But it's just like, other than that, I'm just like having fun. And it's just like, I wanna pay bills. Like, I wanna be an adult.
No, you don't.
I do. But it's just like, I want to be an adult. You know, I'm jealous of everybody else paying bills.
Nah. I'm jealous. Like, they don't teach you. I mean, they do teach you sometimes. Sometimes you come across the right teacher that's going to tell you, like, the real deal. But a lot of times it's like,
you don't need to learn chemistry.
I need to know how to write a check, do my taxes.
Hey, I'm your accountant.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Well, stuff like that. I don't know.
Learn different languages.
Yeah. I don't know, I kind of
be versatile as a human.
Like, yeah. No hate towards URW, but like I really sometimes wish I picked a different school to go to. Like a bigger school, more diverse, because like when I was living in New York, I was there for 10 years because like I grew up in Florida. I was there for 3 years. I moved to Japan. So like back to what we were talking about at the beginning. So like living in Japan from the age of 5 to like 10, I grew up with, like, all Japanese people. So coming to the U.S., like, I was shocked when I moved to the U.S. It's like, what's Abercrombie? What's Halls? What's all this stuff? I don't know what this stuff is. So moving here and then moving to New York, like, I'm used to so many different types of people. And then, like, moving to San Antonio, it's, like, 3 races that you're, like, Hispanic or you have the black community that's usually, like, in Converse.
It's segregated in San Antonio.
Yeah, it definitely is. So like, I'm not used to that, and I think I've encountered like 3 experiences where I've been like some type of racist experience, whatever. But like, I'm usually in Alamo Heights, but I'm not used. I don't feel like I've fully, you know, what's the word, integrated to San Antonio. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel weird here still. It's not like what I'm used to. Experience more. I don't even want to say racism. I think, like, a lot of people here are just not open-minded.
Ignorant?
Or ignorant, yeah. Definitely. Like, I've spent up more than I've felt in New York, which, like, New York is a big, like, place. Yeah. There's a different type of people everywhere. So, like, to come here and it's like, oh, what is that? Where'd you get your tan from? Why do you sound like that? Why do you sound white? And it's like,
damn.
Because I know how to talk correctly. You're a stereotypical black woman, you want me to be loud and abrasive and just like whatever, but which I mean, I don't like, it doesn't make me cry. I'm home and be like, oh no, I can't believe that to me. But it's like, wow, like I think it's kind of interesting at some point. It's like, wow, this is what people really think. But especially, man, I have grown up around different people and my family's really blended too. So I think that also like makes me open up my eyes more.
I think when people are like just ignorant like that, I let God take care of it for me, you know? I'm like, you know, at the end of the day, I'm still alive, like ignorance.
Yeah, just keep moving forward.
I mean, with San Antonio, I mean, no disrespect to San Antonio. I just think it's a little, it needs more growing. It's very family oriented. It's very, if you ask me, it's very, just kind of small minded, you know? Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's still growing, but there needs to be more of that push, more of that drive, you know, more diversity because it's very segregated. I read a book that it's like one of the most, like number 5 biggest cities that's segregated.
Dang. Wow. Never knew that.
There's a lot of places like that, though.
It's crazy.
The fucking cafeteria at most high schools.
Yeah.
Segregated.
Cafeterias?
Yeah, like the black kids sat with the black kids, white kids sat with the white kids.
You sat by yourself? You sat by yourself? Eating some tater tots? Eating some tater tots?
I play soccer.
Actually, I would say I guess every high school is different. I would say like my high school is more like just your cliques, like sports. One was sports, you know.
Yeah.
It was more. That was more with high school. I saw. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also because of, you know, El Paso, it's like mini Mexico. So.
Right.
Hello. We'll start closing this out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, Sean. No coming doubt, to the man. Podcast again. Day. Nike. Nikita, even though you didn't really say a word, it's all good next time. I thank you guys. You guys had a good time.
I did. Yeah, this
is fine. Awesome.
It's fine. Good.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Now, I hope to see more in the future and hopefully better future for San Antonio.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, that's it.